Call now to get your tree questions answered by ISA certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. Paid, a fool about money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it up. I wanna rip it up. I wanna shake it up.
John, can you do Elvis?
I love it. This is good.
Can you do Elvis? I know you play the guitar. Do
I do the splits?
Do you got all the moves?
No, I don't think I got the moves.
Can you throw your hand up in a circle like that? Come back.
I can give that a try. Yeah.
I see Eisenhower as more the George Strait, never move. Just the only thing moving is his fingers and his lips.
Yeah,
we were talking tree trimming. There's another one that we need to consider trimming. If you've got an old fruiting olive, now would be a good time.
Yeah, we do recommend if you're going to be trimming your olives every year, December, January is a great time because we do our olive spraying for fruit suppression in January, February. So if you want to get better spray coverage for that spraying to control your olives, December and January is a great time to do a little bit of thinning to make sure you can get good spray coverage.
Now, you can't in Maricopa County and some other counties of the state plant a fruiting olive anymore. And it's been like that
for a long time.
Instead of spending all that money, I never understood why people just didn't rip it out and put a different tree in there.
Well, they could, but some of these olive trees are beautiful. They're old and gnarly and just large, beautiful shade trees. And except for the olive drop and the nuisance that can be, they are just incredibly great trees. And people just are reluctant to take down these beautiful shade trees. And they're so durable. They're just, they can live to be several hundreds of years old. And they're just amazing trees. And anyone who has them just enjoys them. They have that beautiful kind of old world look. And when planted in rows and in groves, they can just be an amazing contribution to your landscape.
Now, a quick text question before we get to our calls. Can you plant a tree over a septic system?
You can, that's a loaded question in a way because septic systems can be of many different designs, and if it's an old system, you need to be kind of careful. There are some older ones. We fell through one. We drove a truck over and fell into one once. There's old time ones that need to actually be replaced with different systems, but you can trees if you contrary to common ideas. Roots grow sideways, laterally. They don't grow down very deeply. So, you can plant, most 80% of a tree's roots are in the top 18 inches of soil. 50% of the roots are in the top 6 inches of soil. And they grow out a long ways. The majority of the mass of those roots is horizontal roots that are very close to the soil surface for available oxygen and water. So you don't have these large scaffold roots that are growing directly down. The root system of a tree is not a mirror image of the above ground portions of the tree, which is you'll often see diagrams of these roots that are growing down just like the top of the tree is. But no, trees roots normally grow out laterally. So in most cases, you could plant, except for a very large tree like a eucalyptus, over the top of a septic system pretty safely because those are buried. How deep is a septic system normally? I mean, you're at least 3 or 4.
Well, how deep was the one you found?
It was about 2 feet deep.
Yeah. You're about 2 to 3 feet.
Okay.
Just depending on the lot.
If you are concerned about that, there's dozens and dozens of medium sized trees that'd be probably pretty suitable to plant.
Joan, Paul, Mark, and Ken are all on the line. Let's see what we can do to help them. We'll start with Ken and Vistancia. Good morning, sir.
Morning, how you doing?
Very good. How can we help?
Yeah, just a quick question. I have a new house that's just finished out in Vistancia, and my backyard is a blank slate, and I do have a two-story house next to me that kind of looks down into the backyard, and I was just wondering if you could suggest a couple of trees that might be good ones that might give me some privacy eventually, that would get, large and full, if you could suggest something like that.
Standing on your back door, how far is it to the back wall?
There's a decent, probably 50 feet.
And is the second story house on the back, left or right?
Well, there's actually on the back and on the right. It's a cul-de-sac, so it's kind of a weird shaped lot,
Okay.
Well, what you're needing to do is put a tree in that's far enough away from your hardscape elements that you're not going to end up having the roots break up your block wall. But, of course, you want to try to, you'll be limited by some factors in regard to the size of your lot and the locations you want to plant the trees. But if you've got a pretty wide open palette back there, pretty wide open yard, a couple of trees that come to mind, the Afghan pine would be a good one, actually.
I was just thinking you said 50 feet
you're
tall,
looking for,
30 feet
you're
wide.
You're looking for a tree that's going to be taller than it is wide. You don't want to get a mesquite or a palo verde or an ironwood because they tend to grow as wide, if not wider, than they are tall, and they'll only be maxing out at 25 feet. You want something that's going to be probably 30 feet taller or taller. So pines would be a good choice. I'm thinking a shoestring acacia would be one I would...
That'd be very narrow.
Yeah, they definitely grow taller than they are wide. They're pretty narrow, so you could probably put a couple of those in. I have a customer who put three of those in side by side on about 6-foot centers, and they've all grown together and provide a great screen.